Good morning, everybody. This is Rancho Marietta Community Service District Personnel Committee meeting. It's a monthly regular meeting, April 6, 0730 hours. Call to order. Amelia, do you have any hands raised or any chats from the public?
No chats, no hands raised.
Perfect. Item number three, discuss recruitment of controller, accounting supervisor, security supervisor. I believe this falls to the GM. So, Tom?
Yeah, good morning and thank you. For the Personnel Committee, I think it's important to keep you up to date on what we have as a very critical recruitments that are not going all that well. We are recruiting for the controller. Cindy's last day is actually today. She agreed to stay on a couple extra days to do some transitioning of her payroll duties so we can make sure that everybody, hang on, sorry about that. We can make sure everybody gets paid correctly and such. And so thank you to Cindy for that. And then Tanya left the district about 2 months ago, and we've offered the job to one person. We've interviewed about five people, and we continue to look at applicants come and go that are not qualified to come here to the district and hold that position. And then last month, we converted the security chief to security supervisor, and we continue to not have qualified applicants as of today. We've received four that are close, but each of those are from far away, and they come through the Indeed job site, which is generally people who are just kind of clicking that they want to apply for a job. But when we send them letters or we send them requests to submit letters to show interest, that you hear crickets after that. So we're going to talk about potential for reorganization in a minute with the finance side of the house, but I appreciate the fact that Tina is here on an interim basis to support security. She's doing a great job, and hopefully we can do the same thing with a full-time replacement at some point in the future. So I just wanted to let the committee know that other than those three positions, I mean, I think we have a part-time position available in Paul's shop, and we are always recruiting gate officers and patrol officers because we're pretty much a person down right now if you combine the two. So that's kind of the gig right now for Rancho Marietta. It's we're doing our best to advertise, and I don't want to put Amelia on the spot, but I'm going to, because Amelia, tell us where the various places you're placing ads, because you've expanded like threefold in the past 2 months.
Indeed, CSDA, which is California Special Districts Association, GSR, the Government Financial Organization,
CSMFO.
Thank you, CSMFO, and then the GFOA, which is another government one for the accounting supervisor and the patrol officer. I mean,
and that's about half the list. You've also placed ads in the SACB. What's the paper in Elk Grove?
Previously, the SACB, the Elk Grove Citizen.
Labrador County.
And on jobsavailable.net. So everywhere I can think of, I put ads out there.
You put ads out with the special districts has a district clerk organization. You put ads out there with the water board.
With the water board, special district, RWA.
So we're doing what we can. Any suggestions are welcome. But eventually, the economy will go in our favor, and folks will start looking for these. I mean, this is a great place to work. So I just want to let the committee know that we're doing what we can. We're short staffed in extremely critical positions. And like I said, in a minute, we're going to talk a little bit about some structural changes. I also want to introduce Paula O'Keefe. She's going to be talking in a few minutes. Paula is our director of administration. She comes to us from the city of Manteca, where she was the budget officer, and previously with the state, with the city of Stockton, the city of Lodi. And Paula clearly is adapted to what we need here at Rancho Marietta in the form of quality budget management, and financial oversight. So the job I leave behind, she's handling quite well in just a short amount of time.
Tom,
I'll get up to questions.
Yeah, Tom, this is Tim. A couple of things. The first thing I think you should do is turn all of the open positions over to the director of admin. And then that way it's her problem. You see what I'm saying? But short of that,
yeah, she's a guy, so that makes sense.
Okay. I'm here to help. Randy, just for your edification, Tina sent me a quick note last week, I think, or something. We did have college requirements on the security supervisor. I think it was back in like 04 or 07, because I know you kind of had a question, you know, are we asking too much education for it? So we've done it in the past. So it seems like we just got back onto the right track. I guess my question would be, Tom, and I understand, you know, twofold, we have to continue to go out for the security supervisor. So that's fine. I'm okay with that. Maybe you're going to cover it in the potential reorg. Do we want to open up advertisement for a second annuitant spot that would either cover patrol or the gate or in the office as needed? So I'm wide open on that. The other is I don't have an answer on really why people aren't applying. I don't think it's purely an income. I don't think it's pure what we pay. I don't think it's purely the drive issue. I know other governmental and private enterprise are having difficulties getting people to come back to work. And I think you're accurate in you're saying that at some point the economy is going to change and people are going to have to be forced to go back to work. I'm not saying we wait it out. I'm also not saying we artificially bump up our starting salary. And I know that you know that you have authority to meet some of those demands when we're interviewing and hiring people. So I'm at a loss, Randy. I mean, you're the guy working on the private side. You know, do we hold out? Do we artificially inflate the wage scale? I don't know on this one.
I don't know either. Are we advertising who the president of the board is when we're looking for these people? Is that maybe something that we could try and hide a little bit better?
Amelia, is this meeting being recorded?
You know, I haven't, but I think that if I did have probably photographs of the board members in the ads, that would help to spark some interest. I'll get on that.
I don't know the answer, Tim. I would be patient at this point. Maybe, you know, if we get down the road and we're still struggling to find people, maybe we do something different. But right now, I would just stay patient.
And you know, Tim, I'm going to jump in for a quick second. In the finance side of things, you know, our auditor is a Richardson Inc. They do audits for a lot of special districts and small cities. And it's very common right now that there's people are searching for accounting supervisors and controllers. And for some reason, they're just not applying for jobs. And there's a big push for people who want to find a job where they can work from home. And we've had a couple applicants from out of state who were clearly just saying, you know, give me the job and I'll do it from here in my house and not show up. And this is not the kind of organization. We're so small. We don't have a track of work to be done by a person who just wants to sit at their keyboard for 8 hours a day and be productive. We have a variety of hats we all wear. And it's really important that you show up to work here and interact with this small group of staff members that we have. And I want to say another thing in your comment to the retired annuitant, Tim, and that probably in the foreseeable future, we're going to have a a need to do a lot of inspections again, much like we did when they were building the infrastructure for the gardens too. Both the residences of the 78 homes and the Raley's and the Starbucks facility. And a lot of money was paid to our former engineering firm to do observation and construction inspection as people lay pipes in the ground and such. And when we did the bid to hire another engineering firm, we threw in there an inspection aspect, which was quite a bit less expensive than having regular engineers or not principal engineers do inspections. And it turns out that that's an industry problem as well. My counterparts in other counties they're having major problems finding building and construction inspectors, and the salary ranges just continue to climb as cities and districts and counties vie for people to do this type of work. So I guess it's just a sign of the times. And with Amelia and her tenacity for staying on top of things and continuing to find new ways to recruit, I mean, we're doing the best we can. And, you know, we'll be all right. It's eventually when the right people will show up, you know. Amelia is a good example. Paul is a good example. And stick around for a while. And in the meantime, you know, we have Tina Telemonte supporting our security indefinitely until we find the right person. So retired annuitants for security, retired annuitants for engineering services, and possibly even finance services. That's why we created that new job description last month. So I'll stop talking.
No, I think you're spot on, Tom. I think, and you and I've had this conversation before, and I think it's critical for especially the general public to understand, but again, we no longer need to apologize. We're not getting the work done. It's a stated fact at this point. And so if we don't have packets 100% or we don't hit our timelines 100%, right now it's a cost of doing business. So people are doing what they can, and we're actually asking probably more of the employees than we have in recent past. But again, it's not something to say, I'm sorry. It is what it is at this point. So with that being said, why don't we roll over to some thoughts on item number 4, please?
Okay. You know, I'm going to start this one out, discussing potential reorganization ideas. One of the things that we're looking at very seriously is our job descriptions, our salary scales and such. And I've asked Paula in her short cup of coffee here so far to talk today a little bit about her experience with reorganization and a couple possibilities that we might want to explore here at Rancho Marietta. So again, here's Paula O'Keefe. She and I are sharing my computer this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the reorgs that I've done in the past. I first and foremost with the city of Lodi and the police department, I did a lot of reorganization with their dispatch department, with their administration and their records offices, a lot of the clerical non-sworn staffing. And basically what that entailed is creating new positions, looking at minimum staffing qualifications, depending on, you know, like for dispatch department, we needed to have so many people covering certain number of shifts, you know, whether there was a lead, whether there was a supervisor, whether there was enough coverage for certain types of jobs. So basically I reorged the administration to where we were no longer using the records clerk's classification. We were actually having more professionalized workforce, which was the office technician, the secretary, and then moving forward towards Manteca in the finance department more recently, we really evaluated our job specs, which is something that we had also done with Lodi, but I think with Manteca, job specs hadn't changed in the last 20 years. And there was a lot of things that needed to be done within the finance department that were not being done because the job specs did not require it to be done. And so a lot of the staff were working below what their titles were. So for example, we had an accountant who was basically working at a technician level and wasn't really doing real accountant work. So a lot of the work fell on the accounting supervisor. So there was a lot of differentiation between who should be doing what versus what their job specs actually outlined. And we spent a lot of time doing work study analysis. We did the position analysis. We condensed a lot of what was being done, eliminated a lot of duplicity and redundancy, worked on the salaries as well. We did increase the salaries for some of the positions. In one case, we added a position. In another case, we eliminated positions. I actually eliminated two positions. And of course, worked with the collective bargaining as well. So the whole purpose of what we're looking at doing here is that typically a controller and accounting supervisor, there's redundancies within those workloads. And a lot of that work can be done by one person. And so it's really a matter of evaluating what the job specs currently state, what the actual duties are based on what the existing staff are working on, and then looking at the salaries and the organizational structures of local other agencies that are comparative to what we're currently doing. So I think with us, you know, Tom and I have talked quite a bit about this, and it seems that it would be more beneficial if we were to eliminate both the controller and the accounting supervisor position and then create an accounting manager position that would oversee all of the clerical staff and all of the support functions. And so we would have an additional person, we would have enough salary savings to fund an additional accounting tech, something along that nature, and that would support the accounting manager in those functions.
That makes sense to me. I would assume between Paula and Tom here that at all the staffing issues we have, finance would probably be the priority. And is my assumption right on that?
Absolutely. The issue of adding a staff at the account tech level to process the paperwork we have here is inviting. We currently have a part-time person assisting, and it's helping Mamie be more timely with her workload. Meanwhile, you know, we're having the controller do payroll for the past couple months, and just the duties are not aligned as well as they could be. So we're going to take a fresh look at what our options are for these things over the next few weeks. So I just wanted to hear your comments from this committee, if that sounds like a direction that you would support, and try to optimize the time we spend on this.
For me, yes. Randy, your thoughts?
I think it makes perfect sense. It sounds like it's a work in progress, and as long as we get updates on this before anything permanent happens, I say go for it.
Yeah, thank you for that, Randy. And I also wanted to bring up, we haven't talked about HR through all this, and HR for the district for a long, long time fell within the accounting supervisor role. And the HR stuff is so critical that we maintain our processes for doing evaluations on time and handling promotions correctly and salaries in surveys and stuff like that, as well as doing managing discipline. And, you know, when I started here at the district, that kind of became my role as director of admin. And that's what's going to happen with the critical HR activities. That's going to remain with the director of admin's position. And that's one of the skills Paula brought to the district when we hired her. So yeah, and coming back to the committee with information, we do definitely don't want to do anything behind the curtain. We want to do everything very out front, because, you know, people demand transparency, and that's the role we're taking here. And that's why we're talking about this instead of telling you what we did. We're talking about what our plans are.
No, and I appreciate that, Tom. I think a couple of things. fortunately or unfortunately, the current CSD board is very upfront. And so that actually makes a handful of people very upset because we are dealing with issues. So I understand that. So just for my reaffirmation, HR is going to stay with the director of admin. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at the finance department first as a priority. You know, right now, Paul's shop is running extremely well. I think as we move forward and we start to kind of get a handle on finance, you know, and again, there's no set timeline, so I don't want an artificial timeline set on us, but that's something well after we're into this next fiscal cycle that we can take a look at Paul's shop, and it gives him time to kind of rethink, because he has come to the board. I think the position was at MS4 last year. And so we kind of look at that. I know Tina is continuing to work on the security department. So we're all kind of doing those things. But I agree, finance is the single most important position or department right now. We kind of have to get a little bit better handle on. Okay, so that takes us to item 5. Before I go to that, Amelia, are there any comments or chats or anything?
I do have a hand raised.
Sure.
Hi,
Richard Gere.
This just reminds me of changes a little while back to finances, where it was important to maintain a separation of duty of who was approving things and who was recording. And I just think that ought to be kept in mind.
Richard, that is a great comment, and it's forefront on our mind at all times. There has to be a clean separation of duties when you're writing checks, or approving purchase orders, confirming that we received goods. And that's a big part of every annual audit. We fill out a long questionnaire. And in a small organization like ours, internal control is a big deal, because you cannot have one person doing too many things. And so it's good to have oversight, and the board is very involved in our activities. And it's good to have clear lines of division on, especially when it comes to writing checks and approving purchases. So thank you for your comment.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Randy, any thoughts, comments, suggestions? And actually, before I open it up to Director Janko, any staff comments, whether it's from Tina or Paul?
This is Paul. No real comments, but thank you for recognizing that, you know, my department's going to have some needs in the future, and that we are currently contracting out those environmental compliance needs.
Right. And I think, Paul, as you, your department moves forward, and I think, you know, some of it's going to fall, in my professional opinion, to the improvements committee, because that's really the committee that deals with your shops, so to speak, Paul. I think that they're going to be able to identify some things and give direction back through finance for personnel, and then to personnel committee on how it's going to shake down. So we do recognize it. We also recognize that you're getting a lot done with what you have. It's just right now the nature we're kind of living with, but we do understand and are thankful for what your shop does. Tina, anything from you?
No, I don't have anything right now.
Okay, perfect. Randy?
Only to say that I totally agree with your comment that there should be no apologies for where we're at in our workload due to this, and it is what it is, and we'll just move on forward the best we can under the circumstances while we're trying to rectify the situation.
No, and I agree. My only thought is, Tom, I think it's brilliant of you to move the staffing issues over to the director of admin. You know, we can evaluate her evaluation as we move forward, you know, from that standpoint. So I think it's brilliant. But all seriousness aside, it's one of those, the district is doing an admirable job at all levels. And we have to recognize that. With that being said, how we're doing business today might be a little bit different tomorrow. And we just have to put the support system in place. I know the board wants to support staff at all levels. We just have to figure out how we're going to get those resources. And sometimes it's dollars, other times it's personnel. So to that, I do appreciate you thinking outside the box here, Tom and Paula, on just how we can move forward with the organization, especially with its limited resources that we have. Amelia, do you have any other hands, comments, chats?
No hands, no chats.
Perfect. Amelia, thank you. I'd like to adjourn the meeting. I appreciate everyone's time and please have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.